Welcome to this short tutorial on how to use the Zoom Tutor program. Zoom Tutor provides state-of-the-art training using the Internet's powerful Real Audio technology. Our hands-on tutorials provide step-by-step audio instructions for learning popular computer applications. This tutorial will explain how to navigate the Zoom Tutor menus and how to start a lesson. Then I'll go over what you can expect from a typical lesson, and you'll learn how to use Zoom Tutor's play bar. Finally, I'll point out the various ways you can leave Zoom Tutor. Now I'm going to pause the audio for a moment so you can look over the topics. The pause button near the top of the Zoom Tutor window will then change to play. When you're ready to move on with the lesson, just click the play button. As you've already gathered, when you first start Zoom Tutor, the main menu is displayed inside the Zoom Tutor window. By the way, this isn't the real main menu. We're just using a picture of it during this tutorial. The main menu displays all the tutorials currently offered by Zoom Tutor. You just click on a tutorial to start it, or you can right-click it to see an outline of the tutorial. For example, this is what you'll see if you right-click on the Windows 95 tutorial. As you can see, the outline lists the lessons that are covered in the tutorial. To remove the outline, you would just click the OK button. I'll remove it now. Let's suppose you're ready to take the Windows 95 tutorial. After you left-click the title, the Windows 95 tutorial menu will be displayed like this. However, if you haven't downloaded the Windows 95 tutorial yet, Zoom Tutor will display a message prompting you to do that. From here, you can left-click on a lesson title to start a lesson, or right-click on a lesson to view a list of its topics. For example, if you right-click on the Lesson 1 title, this is what you'll see. After looking at the lesson topics, you can just click the OK button to remove the window. I'll get rid of it now. When you take a tutorial, we strongly recommend that you take the lessons in order. A lot of the material covered relies on what you've learned in previous lessons. Of course, you are free to skip around to different lessons if you want to. Also, before you start a lesson, you should close all the other programs and windows on your desktop. Okay, let's suppose you're ready to start Lesson 1. After you click a lesson, a screen like this will appear, and the audio will tell you a little bit about what the lesson covers. Then, a lesson might contain some background information, which will be presented using audio and graphics. After the lesson topics and background information are presented, the Zoom Tutor window will shrink down into what we call the play bar, like this. The play bar consists of just the Zoom Tutor buttons and a status line showing how much of the lesson you've completed. Sometimes the play bar will expand a bit, like this, so that written instructions can appear below it. When the play bar appears, the audio will start guiding you through the application you're learning about. Since you'll be using your own computer application, not a simulation, you need to make sure you've installed and set up the application before taking the Zoom Tutor tutorial. For example, if you've chosen the Netscape Navigator tutorial, you need to have Netscape Navigator installed on your computer. Since our training is interactive, Zoom Tutor will often prompt you to do something. For example, in the Windows 95 tutorial, you'll start by learning about the Start button, located in the lower left corner of your screen. At some point, the audio will prompt you to click the Start button. After you're prompted, the narrator will wait a few seconds before continuing. This gives you a chance to do what you're supposed to do. Let's try that now. Click the Start button. Good. Now click the Start button again to remove the menu. You might find that the narrator starts talking again before you're ready. Or you might want to stop the audio altogether. In these cases, you can pause the audio by clicking the Pause button in the play bar. The button label will then change to Play. When you're ready to continue, just click the play button again. Let's try that now. Pause the audio and then click the play button to resume. Sometimes you might miss part of the audio due to the state of the internet or possibly due to your dog barking in the background. The back button in the play bar sends you back 5 seconds into the audio. You will find this button quite handy, especially when the internet garbles a word or two of the audio. Try this now. Click the back button. If you need to go back further, click the previous button. It takes you back to the beginning of the previous subtopic within the lesson. The length of each subtopic varies depending on what's being covered. you can continue clicking the previous button to go back further in the lesson. The next button jumps ahead to the next subtopic. We recommend that you use this sparingly, only to skip over a part of the lesson you've already completed. Since Zoom Tutor lessons give you step-by-step instructions, you might miss an important step if you jump forward to the next subtopic. Go ahead and practice using the previous and next buttons if you want. By the way, during the Netscape Navigator and Internet Explorer tutorials, the narrator will often prompt you to link to real sites on the Internet. Since it's difficult to predict how long it will take for you to link to these sites, we will often pause the audio for you during those exercises. After you've linked to the site, you just need to click the play button to continue with the lesson. You can control the volume of the audio using the volume button. Clicking the left side of the button decreases the volume. Clicking the right side of the button increases the volume. You can also use the Windows 95 volume control, which you can access by clicking the loudspeaker on the right side of the Windows 95 taskbar. Try these volume controls now if you like. The Help button leads to the Zoom Tutor Help System. Sometimes clicking the Help button leads directly to instructions relating to a lesson topic. For example, in the Windows 95 tutorial, you need to have a few optional Windows 95 components installed. When a lesson reaches the point where these components are needed, you can click the Help button for instructions on how to install them. Clicking the Help button will automatically pause the audio. After you are finished with the Help window, you should close it. Then click the Play button to continue the lesson. Try clicking the Help button now. After a lesson is over, the tutorial menu will automatically be displayed where you can move on to another lesson. However, if you want to completely leave Zoom Tutor in the middle of a lesson, you can click the Exit button on the play bar. Zoom Tutor will then give you the option of saving your place in the lesson. If you do save your place, you will pick up right at that spot the next time you start Zoom Tutor. By the way, you can also leave the lesson by clicking the Tutorial button in the play bar. This takes you directly to the tutorial menu. However, if you do this, you won't be able to save your place in the lesson. This concludes how to use Zoom Tutor. In a moment, the real main menu will be displayed, where you can choose a tutorial. Goodbye.